This has been Cholton Live for 2016. We'll be back at some point after whatever our first game in 2000 is, like Bristol Rovers, something like that. Whatever the Sunday is, we'll rock up at some point. Yeah. So, thank you for listening throughout the year. It's been wonderful talking about Cholton for you guys, and your emails and your tweets and your comments on the forum. They're all very much appreciated. We hope, we sincerely hope that every single one of you has a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And we look forward to seeing you next year. And let's hope that 2017 can be a more positive one, a more positive year for the Addicts than 2016, 2015, 2004, basically all the way back to 1905. Thanks for joining you. I'm going to leave you now with a compilation of my favourite moments of this season and the summer so far. Very Merry Christmas. We'll see you in the new year.
I have watched absolute it's all f***ing season being a Cholton fan. My season has been horrible. I came here to f***ing cheer myself up. This season's been and then this summer's
I'm very pleased to introduce you, Russell Slade.
Listen, I'm delighted to be here.
The depth of this one.
Oh, no. We're miles away.
We have to change and wait and be patient, like we waited and we were patient for Rudd, like we waited and we were patient for Jason Pearce. Did you see that? You see how patient we were? Yeah, I feel very confident, yeah. Despite your pessimism. They got that deep, they all needed snorkels.
McGuinness will jump, gets ahead, and so does Jose. Ball in there, and Jose scores. Deflected, yes! And there's the equaliser. Adebola Lookman.
Talk about Thomas Dreisen, the young man who, quite literally, I've been told, did his scouting in his bedroom, in his underpants. What was Scunthorpe like to live in?
As a multitude of flying pigs descend upon the valley.
Late equaliser for Fort Vale today. What are your feelings after that one?
Sick. Absolutely sick. But of course the fans will think that's my fault.
He does. And yes! Buries the goal! Down the bottom left-hand corner as Nicky Ajose pulls Cholton back level.
He ran straight to Russell Slade, it must be said.
No, back with the header!
It's a goal!
Oh, what a goal!
Adamola Lookman,
what a goal
that is!
Oh,
Adamola Lookman!
What a belter! Ball gets out and slammed into the box by Goddard. Cholton have succumbed here at the County Ground in Swindon.
It was a poor performance today, Luke. We probably put in, collectively, our worst performance of the season.
Cholton have sacked their manager, Russell Slade, after just 16 matches in charge.
It's called Taxi for Roland. And it's something quite novel. And once it was confirmed that it was Roland, we got everyone, as many as we could, back to the stadium as quickly as possible.
And Rowan du Châtelet has texted this: these protests have nothing to do with reason. Whatever we do or say, the core actors within that group will always criticise.
Lookman looking for space on his left-hand side, takes a shot, it's taken a deflection, I think, and got into the right-hand corner of the net. Chip back across, looking for McGuinness. Chickson gets there, lovely touch, and McGuinness buries it in the six-yard box. Into the penalty area comes, decent cross, Bowen, head out, straight at the keeper, no, it's gone in! Infield to Chickson, Chickson with the right foot shot, takes a deflection, and he's found the back of the net. Jose thinks about the shot, takes a shot, oh, and he's found the bottom right-hand corner. And in the 84th minute, gives Cholton a 5-0 lead.
It's the start of an exciting new era here at the Valley. Again, we have a brand new manager, Carl Robinson.
It's not quite settled in yet. It's a good place. I'm looking forward to it still. I'm not a little kid, yeah. I'm very excited.
It's a flick on from McGuinness. Yeah! Yeah! Oh, Cholton have grabbed the equaliser. I think it could have been Bauer on the line.
The Getting to Know the Network podcast, Jimmy Stone.
We knew the emails existed. We couldn't quite believe what we were reading.
I will always back them, but internally we have to improve in so many aspects of the football club.
Cholton Live.